So actually, AI, it's artificial intelligence, and it consists of a broad range of technologies, algorithms, and solutions. And the subset of AI is machine learning. So specifically, machine learning is technologies that can learn rules from the data.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. It's Rick Nusky here. I'm on the line with Tigran Nazarian. How are you, Tigran?
Thanks, I'm fine.
It's wonderful to have you with us on the show tonight. I've been planning this with the 10web.io team for a while now. It's a topic that is gaining such a great deal of momentum, and it's not something that we can ignore. But before we jump into the topic of today's show, Tigran, I'd love for you to share a little bit about yourself with the My Future Business audience.
Okay, great. I'm Tigran. I'm from 10web. And our company provides services for building, hosting, and managing WordPress websites. Actually, we build a platform for that purpose. And I'm responsible for implementing automations solutions.
I know now that you've moved into a development team lead role and VIP at 10web. Talk a little bit about what your typical day looks like at 10web.io.
I'm responsible for machine learning team. Mm-hmm. So my typical day, or most of my work, is related with machine learning and project management. I write code,
right?
Also, but I spend a great big a lot of time for spending for management.
I wonder. This is a topic that comes up over and over again on the My Future Business Show. It's gaining so much popularity, but yet it's shrouded in, I guess, somewhat of a bit of a mystery as to what it actually is. Could you share a little bit about AI and machine learning?
AI, it's a much broader term, but it contains more hype.
Right.
So actually, AI, it's artificial intelligence, and it consists of a broad range of technologies, algorithms, and solutions. And the subset of AI is machine learning. So specifically, machine learning is technologies that can learn rules from the data, thus creating some solutions or predicting new data.
Is this something that we're likely to see, Tigran, in our everyday lives as we move forward?
There are a lot of services and software that contain machine learning solutions. And it's usually we don't know even how that it works. Perhaps some people think that it's program written that doing certain steps, but machine learning solutions, they don't contain any certain steps. They learn patterns and they make predictions. We meet every day in everyday life machine learning solutions. They can be like search engines or classification or any kind of recommendation systems. They contain a lot of machine learning solutions.
Yeah, it can be quite overwhelming for somebody who doesn't know much about it. Now, if we think about this as it applies to 10web.io, how is your organization integrating AI and machine learning into your platform?
Because our platform is built for anyone who wanna create website. And usually creating website, it's not so easy, and it requires some knowledge and some skills, but there are a lot of software that helps by making it easier. However, we see that there is still much work to do to make website creation process easy and fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about a machine learning solution for creating landing web pages. And it works this way. Like, imagine you wanna have a web page similar to another web page, but you don't want to copy its code. You wanna extract its look and feel.
Yeah.
and create similar content without creating code. So our machine learning solution, it's like a whole pipeline which analyzes the page, parses its content, figures out what is it inside of that web page, and creates similar web page which is customizable, which is a very important point. Mm-hmm. Customizable web page. And this much simplifies the process of web page creation. Like, for example, building a page from scratch, writing code, it may take a few days if it's a large enough web page, like landing page with many sections. But using other page builders, it's a common class of software. They have usually a drag and drop interface. Using page builders, one can create web page in few hours. But using our AI solution, one can create web page in 1 minute.
I wasn't expecting it to be that quick.
Yeah, it's that quick.
I see here that 10web.io has been featured on Product Hunt, Market Watch, Yahoo Finance, NBC, Business Insider. So there's been obviously a great deal of uptake in this particular platform. How is the website business actually structured, and where is it served from for customers?
Website building business can split it into two broad categories. One is a DIY, do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who are little tech savvy, they know how to create web pages, how to, let's say, use content management systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it for themselves. Another type of businesses are web development agencies that do it for others. And actually, one can say find out that market is very fragmented, because besides custom solutions and agencies who build every website from scratch or using some custom solutions, there are many CMS solutions,
mm-hmm.
such as WordPress, Joomla, Wix, and their user experience has a lot of common, but they differ from each other also. Some of them are optimized for e-commerce. Other group is for easy learning curve for people who are not professionals, for example, Wix. WordPress is the most popular of content management systems, which actually powers 34% of websites in the world. And that's why we start with create platform based on WordPress. And we help people build WordPress websites,
mm-hmm.
because this is the most popular and it's functional enough. It has a lot of features and there is a broad, a large ecosystem of software developed around WordPress. Plugins, templates, and services built for WordPress websites.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the customers that you've had on 10web.io, and it's fantastic because there was a link to their websites that was created using your software, and it loaded literally in 2 seconds flat. It was amazing. How do you achieve that? Is that because you're hosting it on the cloud? How does that side of your business work?
Yeah, we provide cloud hosting. It's much better solution than shared hosting or even dedicated hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Like shared hosting is slow and cheap and not much secure. Dedicated hosting is quite is not as much flexible as cloud hosting is, and it's quite expensive. But cloud hosting is very nice for scalable websites. I mean, for example, if one day, tomorrow, let's say your website has 10 times more traffic. Can your hosting handle that?
Mm.
So we built our platform on top of using Google Cloud Hosting, and we integrated all other parts of our services and products with each other to provide a solution which has much advantages.
Yeah, and I think, Tigran, one of the advantages that I'd like to point out here is the fact that oftentimes if you get shared hosting, like you were talking about, you have to share it and it's not reliable, it's not scalable. But on top of that, then you have to look for security, then you have to look for themes, then you have to look for this, that, and the other that you have to add to your package. It seems to me that 10web.io has the whole package. Talk us through some of the other components that are offered in your packages.
Exactly, because it's quite painless experience for our customers. If you know you have everything, because one can even forget that why they need performance or SEO. For people who build their first website in their life, it's not obvious what services do they need. And let's say you got hosting, the developer created a website for you, mm-hmm. you installed it, it works. So what is next? Do you know that there should be performance checking regularly, backups? Most people don't know, and they discover only later that actual cost creating and maintaining website is quite high.
And one of the things you talked about there is one of the things that I fell into the trap of early on was the need to back up your databases. Talk us through that side of the process and why that's so important.
Sure, backup is very important, and also important that one can restore its content, yeah. Website content from backup. Because, of course, many hosting services, they provide backup, but when this website is down and we want to restore it, it may take hours to figure out how it should be done.
Oftentimes, you'll also find, Tigran, that they charge you an extra fee. It doesn't look like you guys charge an extra fee for that.
It's included in package. The package is all in one.
What sort of website builders do you have? Do you offer website builders and themes as part of your packages? How does that side work?
We offer a premium website builder solution built on top of Elementor. Elementor is, I would say, it's the most popular WordPress website builder. There is free version of Elementor, which is open source, and we extended it, built many other improvements for user experience and features, and we built it on top of Elementor. So we didn't want to reinvent the wheel.
No.
Yeah, we didn't want to create our custom website builder. There are many of website builders or page builders, and it's better to follow the track that people use and build something better. Of course, with the 10 web package, one can get our premium plugins, and we don't limit usage of other plugins on our platform. So actually, we can say it's one-stop shop where you can find everything you need for your website. Regarding plugins, we find out what are the most popular plugin categories.
Mm-hmm.
For example, usually people need gallery, slider, or calendar, or SEO. And so we have built our premium plugins. So we have gallery, slider, SEO, and other plugins. And this is a great deal when one can buy all of them together as a bundle. And actually, I would say that prices for plugins are going high.
Yes.
Like 5 years ago, for plugins were... There was not subscription-based model mostly, but plugin developers were selling them.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, it's much cheap and it's much advantageous when one can buy all of these plugins from single vendor. So we aimed for that.
And one of the things here, though, I recognize, Tigran, is that if you're providing this as a part of your software solution, your hosting solution, all of these things are maintained for the customer, aren't they, and kept up to date?
Yeah, of course. It's one of the most important parts. Because when people buy like open source plugin or software, we can say that in a sense they pay for its updates.
Yes.
Because you can buy open source plugin and sell it to and distribute it freely to others. Actually, people buying plugins, they spend money for access to updates and support. So we try to provide regular updates for every plugins. And there is also an automatic update solution based on security reasons. If there is a security bug or vulnerability in website, in any plugin in website,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The platform and managed hosting to the system keeps it up to date to avoid any complications. I would like also to mention about customer care and regular support. It's a very important point.
Yeah.
I think because I don't know how many people install plugins and don't need any support. It's quite rare. It's quite rare, yeah. It's quite rare. The support can be provided by chat or email or even call, but our solution right now is using chat.
Yep.
And it works quite fast. We try to answer the customer's request during 5 minutes, and we try to solve their problems if they have.
That's fantastic. And you're using Zendesk, so that's a pretty reliable system there. Now, if there is problems that you can't solve by chat, what happens then? Do you log into their website and help them out that way?
The majority of problems can be solved without going to the website dashboard. At least one, it can be discovered using any front-end error, or and it can be a compatibility issue, and our support agent can ask a customer to disable a plugin or to update one plugin, and it may be solved. So it's quite rare when perhaps 10% of all the support requests that something need to be done, which requires access to WordPress admin.
Tigran, I'd just like to ask, if I was to come over from another host, how hard is that for me to sign up with 10Web if I've got an existing website?
It's not hard. There is a migration service.
Right.
It's riskless because first you can check how good is the performance on our servers and on our hosting or previous hosting and compare that and then move. You don't need to move your website to discover that it works better or worse. And it's quite fast. It's just one-click migration and performance check.
I know that there's a lot of people out there with membership scripts, and they have obviously the WordPress core set up, and it talks to their shopping carts and so forth. So with 10Web.io, this could be as simple or as complex as we need it to be.
Oh, yeah. It's usually done using a plugin, few plugins. There are many popular solutions for membership. And if the website is not WordPress, one is to figure out what's the best solution to choose it. So, yeah, one can install any kind of plugin on his website. But we don't have our own membership plugin, but we allow to install any membership plugin.
This is a fantastic option for anybody who's on the call today who is looking for reliable web hosting in the cloud, hosting with Google Cloud. There are so many great things about this this service that I'm looking through the website right now. Definitely worth taking a look at. Tigran, what's coming up next for 10web.io? What's in the development pipeline?
Oh, that's a good question. Next is after 3 hours, we will have AppSumo deal, appsumo.com, I think. So it's great deal for everyone. We have our subscription. It's about 80% discount and lifetime discount. So this is what we are busy right now. In the next few days, we are expecting inflow of thousands of customers. For the more long-term future, we are waiting for 10WebX, that is the AI solution.
Yep.
So we'll try to release it this year.
It's such an amazing platform, and the fact that you're going to be on AppSumo coming up, that's very exciting because they have some very stringent rules as to who comes through their channel promoting their products and services. Tigran, if people want to find you, where are they going to go?
Okay, just one is to check out and create account.
Mm-hmm.
And the first page is creating website, either using install, that is an install that brand new website on our hosting, or either connecting already existing website to our services, even keeping your previous hosting. Either you can decide whether you want to move your website or migrate it to our hosting.
So that there would never be a downtime if you're running a real business with a real website, and you could leave it running on one host while you're migrating it over to the other. Is that what you're talking about there?
Also that. But for downtime and performance, we service that regularly monitors website, and if there is something going wrong, that can give alert.
Well, there you go, everybody who's on the call with us today. As is the case with every call, I will make the links back to 10web.io available below this post. Tigran, it's been an absolute treat spending some time with you on the My Future Business Show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.